ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hello, I'm Marie Carty. I'm a broadcaster, screenwriter, playwright, producer, gal about town, and here's what I know. The best advice I ever received is keep it out of court. I can see how litigious spiralling really impacts people's lives. And many moons ago, there was a potential that I was going to end up in the legal system due to no fault of my own. I didn't kill a man yet. A really good friend said, do anything you can to keep it out of court because that's going to define your life. And I'm really grateful for that. Something I wish I knew earlier is you don't have to date all the musicians. You can leave some for other people. It's fine. Be your own musician. I keep thinking about that amazing Cher quote when her mother said, you need to date a rich man. And she said, Mom, I am a rich man. The advice I would give to my younger self is that chosen family will show themselves to you. So focus on the people who fill up your batteries and give you energy when you need it, and don't beg at an empty well. Something I always make time for is taking a book, or usually several books, out for dinner. I'm never happier than when I'm about to eat like three courses of food and I'm nose deep in some incredible novel. And my husband likes to read at the table too. I don't know if that's the main reason I married him. He's also a super smart babe, but reading at the table with him or on my own, I make time for all the time. The key to a great relationship is someone who comes to therapy with you. Radical honesty, lack of jealousy, permission to fail. That was a great phrase that our therapist gave us, permission to fail. And also when someone is cranky, saying to them, do you want listening or solutions? And that's a really nice offer to give your partner. And also someone who watches Married at First Sight with you and gets involved and doesn't judge you for it. Something I'm looking forward to is everything, really. I try and practice beginner's mind, which is a technique I picked up in years of therapy. And it's a practice that speaks to coming at every experience like it's the first time you've ever experienced it or felt it. And it means you can be very present and in the moment. I'm also very reward driven and very treat driven. So I've always got a series of intermittent treats to look forward to, small things like chocolate or reading in the bath, or like a bigger treat like a weekend away or making out with your Italian teacher at a tram stop. A life lesson I've learned is via the heart genius of Kurt Vonnegut, who said this beautiful quote, and I urge you to please notice when you are happy and exclaim or murmur or think at some point, if this isn't nice, I don't know what is. So I make pretty consistent anchoring points during my day and life to enjoy the joyous moments and the sweet ones because they counterbalance the really wretched, difficult stuff. So thank you, Kurt. I miss you. The key to a great life is, I think, ultimately being your own best mate. You know, we're born alone and we die alone. And if we're lucky, we get to share some really beautiful pockets of the world with incredible humans who teach us things along the way. Some of it's great, some of it's terrible and heartbreaking. I've had a few really seismic shifts in terms of working through changing relationships in my life and my own accountability. And ultimately, I think I'm surrounded now with people I love who show up for me, I show up for them, and my heart is really full. And I know I'm going to die. So I plan to really enjoy myself for the next little bit, if you don't mind.
Playwright and author Marie Carty. Her podcast is aptly titled Marie Carty is Going to Die. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. And for more life advice from notable Australians, you can hear more of our Here's What I Know series on the ABC Listen app.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.